the clashes broke out between ISIL terrorists and security forces in the center of Ramadi, following the progress of security forces towards the center and Houz region. The joint security forces, backed by volunteers, launched fresh attacks against ISIL in Anbar. Meanwhile, the army announced that Commander Major General Fadl Barwari agreed with the head of the Anbar Salvation Council on accepting 2,000 tribesmen from the province to join the fight. This comes amid calls from provincial tribal leaders for the citizens to volunteer and take arms to fight ISIL and cooperate with the army and other volunteer forces. They assured that more tribesmen will join the fight, especially those who escaped their cities and headed towards the capital, Baghdad. The Anbar Council is currently working on arming citizens for the upcoming operations.
It is very important that Sunnis fight alongside Shias in confronting ISIL. When Sunnis found that ISIL acts are barbaric and inhumane, they decided to take arms and fight the group alongside Shia volunteers.
ISIL and before that Al-Qaeda wanted to make the war in Iraq a Sunni-Shia war. Today the Iraqi government supports the participation of Sunni fighters in the military operations against ISIL. For this will not only help create cohesion in the country, but also help flush ISIL out of Iraqi territory.
Many Sunni citizens volunteered previously and joined the popular mobilization in Salah ad-Din to defend their territory. Salah ad-Din volunteers said earlier they will also join the fight in Anbar and continue to fight the Takfiri terrorists until liberating all Iraqi territory. Commander of the Anbar Operations, Major General Mohammed Khalaf al-Dulaimi, has confirmed that ISIL terrorists are fleeing from the center of Ramadi after army advances.
Observers believe engaging Sunni fighters in the popular mobilization will not only strengthen unity among Iraqis, but also defeat regional plans of making a Sunni-Shia war in Iraq. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.